Welcome to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group. The opinions expressed on this program are from our guests and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station.
Hi, it's Dave Clemens, and in studio with me, I have my friend Diana Fiscani. She's the Regional Executive Director for United Way Central Oregon. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good. Haven't had you in for a while, and we need to get caught up because I know there's been some changes. Do you mind if we start with the merge and what that means?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd be happy to talk about that. So we recently completed a merger with the United Way of the Columbia Willamette, which is the United Way that's based in the Portland metro area. And that merger has been really excellent and strategic for us because it's allowing us to draw upon some resources from the Portland-based United Way to really bolster the programs and services that we're developing here and better serve our community.
Oh, so this is good news, this merge. This wasn't a hostile takeover or anything like that.
No, it's really, really good news. I think, you know, the United Way in Portland has a lot of robust programs and services that have been in operation for a really long time. And so when we're taking a look here at how we're going to serve our community differently moving forward, we have a lot of resource and expertise within the United Way based in Portland to draw upon.
Now, some people that give here locally to the United Way, are they concerned that some of their funds might be going to Portland?
You know, that's a question that I hear a lot. And the answer is no, the funds are not going to Portland. So although we are one United Way with two geographies, the Central Oregon geography is really self-sustaining. So all the money that we raise here in Central Oregon stays here in Central Oregon and serves our community directly. And, you know, we are really benefiting from the consolidated administrative services that that the Portland geography has. So, you know, financial management, pledge processing, marketing and communications, all of those. We have experts in the Portland geography to help with that.
Great. So this is all good news.
It's really good news. Yeah.
Let's talk about, I can't remember the name of that report that you guys do. And it's come out now.
Yeah. So it's the report that we do every year is a study of financial hardship, and it's called the ALICE report. And ALICE is an acronym that stands for Asset Limited, Income Constrained, Employed. But it basically means folks that are working sometimes more than one job, but they're still not quite making enough to meet all of their expenses. So these are folks who are living paycheck to paycheck and don't quite have enough to cover housing, transportation, food, healthcare, childcare, a cell phone, and taxes. And so they're forced to make tough decisions, you know, every month about where to allocate their resources. So that study that we publish every year, along with other United Ways across the nation, the statistics that we have back for Central Oregon, we found that, so in the state of Oregon, about 45% of people are living paycheck to paycheck. In Central Oregon, our percentage is a little bit better. We have about 38% of households that are living paycheck to paycheck. But when you break that down by county, it is really different. In Crook County, there's 54% of folks are not quite making enough to get by. In Jefferson County, it's 45%. And then here in Deschutes County, it's 35%. So that 38% is about 40,000 households in the Central Oregon region. And what that breaks down to is about 10,000 households living below the federal poverty level, and then another 30,000 households that are living above the federal poverty level, but still below what it takes to make it in their community. And these are people who are making maybe a little bit too much to qualify for some of the services and benefits that might be available to people that are below the federal poverty level. And that's 2 in 5 households in Central Oregon that are struggling. So quite a few and too many.
And when you say paycheck to paycheck, I mean, if they have one minor emergency, they're in one heck of a situation.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's, you know, a $400 unexpected expense, like a flat tire or a broken down vehicle or some additional health costs would certainly cause some major financial decisions. And, you know, folks lose potentially housing when they are stuck with a lot of these back-to-back events that are drawing upon their resources.
So hard to get into a place these days in Central Oregon. I mean, that's a real scary situation you can be in, because as soon as you're houseless, getting back into a good, safe environment again could be pretty tough.
Yeah, I actually attended a forum yesterday on the causes of homelessness, and the COIC, the Central Oregon Intergovernmental Council, Tammy Bainey was presenting. One of the things she talked about is that, you know, the number one cause of homelessness in our region is unemployment, and the second cause of homelessness is the inability to afford rent.
Makes sense, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And like you said, kind of a high percentage of people like right on that line
mm-hmm.
right now.
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, that that ALIS data that really influences a lot of the work that we do and what we're choosing to do moving forward in developing our programs and services.
So if somebody wanted to see that report, where do they find that?
Yeah, it's actually, it's an amazing interactive website. It's called unitedforalice.org. And when you get onto that website, you can select the county or region that you're interested in, and you can kind of slice and dice the data however you want. So it's an extremely useful interactive website, and there's a lot of wonderful information there to be gained.
How do you collect that data? You just asking people, hey, how's things going? How much money do you make? Is it a survey that you sent out, or how is this information put together?
You know, it's a massive academic endeavor that is undertaken. It's led by the United Way of Northern New Jersey, and they work with a team of researchers at a university there, and they rely upon a number of different data sources. So this isn't data that's collected by individual, from individuals. This is data that's collected kind of on a population scale based on a number of different data sources, and they have a bunch of statisticians that go in and slice and dice that data. But the way that it's organized is, and you'll see this on the website if you go to unitedforalice.org, is there's a survival budget, a household survival budget for different household types. So it might be for, you know, a two-person family, or a two-parent household with two kids, or, you know, a single elderly adult, or a single female-headed household, and has the survival budget for that household type in that specific region, and then looks at how many households are making less than that amount.
And do you guys publish this every year?
It is now every year. It was every 2 years for quite a while, and now we're really excited that it's every year.
And this might be an unfair question. I don't know how deep you've dived into this year's report so far, but are we getting better? Are we getting worse? What do you think?
You know, it is getting worse. So one of the things that this report kind of surfaced was that paychecks are not keeping pace with inflation overall. So even though the paychecks are going up, the cost of living is going up faster.
Much faster. Mm-hmm. Eggs alone.
Yeah, eggs alone.
Eggs alone are
eggs
really,
and all.
Really taking the... Yeah. We need to take a quick break. I'm talking to my friend Diana Fischetti. She is the Regional Executive Director for United Way Central Oregon, and we will continue our conversation right after this break.
You are listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.